That's Rennie's, Edna. I believe that's Irene.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, little progress has been made so far with the plan to get amnesia victim Grandpappy Spears to fall in love with his wife, Aunt Charity, and to marry her again. However, Lum and Abner are certain that this is the only way to make the old couple happy as long as Grandpap keeps on thinking that he's Buster B. Davenport. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in there shouting down the Sherman Library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
I know, Aunt Charity. It ain't silly. Lots of women folks your age go to beauty saloons. Why, sure they do.
You'll never talk sand to it, Lum.
But you want to get Grandpap back, don't you?
He's stubborn as he is once you set that hill.
Well, all right, then. You better do like we say. But you have to. We done made an appointment at the beauty saloon for you already. Well, we'll get Cedric to carry you to the county seat.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. In his car, yeah. Oh, well, he'll drive slow.
He's scared of death out of my dear.
Well, sure, this is for the best. Yeah, you just wait and see. You just leave things with me and Abner. That's the spirit. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow. All right, Aunt Charity. Goodbye.
Doggy, did she finally agree to do it,
Mom? Yeah. I hate to talk her into something she don't want to do, but we got to take drastic steps if we're ever going to get Grandpappy interested in her again.
Yeah, we ain't getting nowhere so far, that just seems. Seems like everything we did just made him hate and despise the Spears family that much more.
I know it. Special since that sociable Saturday night.
Oh, he was mad, and that's a fight, too.
Oh, yeah. Can't get over Milford Spears not showing up after he got him a date with one of them sisters staying at the boarding house.
Yeah, well, I tried my best to tell him that he was Milford Spears himself, but he just stood there and looked at me like I touched him in the head or something.
Well, I decided we might as well stop trying to tell him who he actually is, because it don't help none.
No, not it, no well, huh?
Just get him in argument.
Yeah.
I figure it's best just to let him go on thinking Aunt Charity's Milford's sister, too. Because we'll never get him to fall in love with her if we keep telling him he's already married to her.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're about right about that, Mom. I know he just gets mad and walks away when I try to tell him that. I tried my best to.
Well, I think this beauty treatment's going to do an awful lot of good.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, just what'll they do to her in there?
Oh, I don't know what goes on in one of them places, but I know when they come out, they always look fancy and all that stuff.
Yeah, I recollect one time Elizabeth wanted to go to one of them beauty saloons at the county seat. Little Pearl gave her the idea, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because I had an awful hard time talking her out of it, too, I'll tell you that.
Well, you ought not to talk her out of it, Abner. You ought to let her go.
Why, Lordy, I can't afford that, Mom.
Oh, it don't cost so much. There ain't no harm in a woman trying to make herself look a little better.
Yeah, but now, Lum, if Elizabeth ever went out in the barn all rosy-jawed and artificial flavor, them cows would think she's a stranger and get scared and kick the milk pail over and we'd lose all the milk, and I just can't afford such as that.
Prattle.
I can't do it. What a fella has to watch out for things like that long way times, huh?
You ought to let her try it once. You'd be surprised how much good it'll do her.
How much good it'd do her?
There ain't no one thing makes a woman feel better than to get her hair fixed a different way or get a new hat or something like that. Makes them feel like a new person.
It does, huh?
Yeah. Then that makes them more interesting to you, too. Husbands ought to think about them things more often.
I know you just a minute. How come you know so much about this anyway?
Well, it's just common everyday psychology, that's all.
Sure, Tom.
Why, sure.
Yeah, if Elizabeth ever asked to get a beauty treatment again, I might let her do it. I don't think I'll bring it up myself, though, but if she gets that eye in her head, I might let her.
Well, you ought to. Give her a surprise that away.
Well, ain't no use of carrying this thing too far along. She gets in there, and you know Elizabeth. She starts spending money. She just spends it right and left. You know her.
Well, send her in to the county seat someday and have her hair frizzed and get a manicure and all that stuff.
Well, I don't want to get her too good looking, Mom. She might come back here and take one look at me and decide to separate me or something.
If she did, I wouldn't blame her.
Okay. No,
I'm
just a minute now.
I'm
just going too far.
Oh, well,
howdy, Cedric. I never seen you coming in.
Howdy, Traveler. Love. What was you fellas
wanting
to see me about?
Oh, Cedric, we want to know if you can make a trip to the county seat tomorrow.
Mom, how are your tires, Cedric? Are they good enough to go that far?
Yes, Mom, they're in good shape now, I think. I got two of them recapitated the other day.
Huh?
I think you mean recap, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Frank Foster gave me a permit to get him recapitated, or whatever you call it. He's an official car inspector now, Frank is. Inspect cars and all that.
Yeah, I know he is, Cedric. Yeah,
me, that's what I want to be when I grew up. Car inspector. Or official one.
Law me, you done growed up, Cedric.
Mom?
Oh, never mind, never mind.
Well, as long as your tires are in good shape, here's what you can do, Cedric. We want you to take Aunt Charity Spears to a beauty saloon at the county seat tomorrow and bring her back.
Yeah.
Mom, well, I won't have to go inside that beauty place with her.
No, of course not, Cedric. You can wait out in the car, go to a drugstore and get yourself ice cream soda or something.
I'm a pinball machine there in town to play it.
Now, don't bring that up, Mom. He wastes enough money on them things as it is.
Just as long as I don't have to go in that beauty place. I'd be embarrassed half to death going in one of them places.
Well, you won't have to, Cedric. I'd love to see you come out of them places all rosy, Joe.
Wait a minute, Dodd. Just happen to think of something.
Huh?
I don't believe I've got enough gas to get me there and back.
Doggy, that's right. You got to think of that nowadays, Mom.
Yeah, what kind of a book have you got, Cedric?
Mom?
What kind of a book did they give you, Cedric?
Oh, let's see. Uncle Dave gave me one last Christmas.
Huh?
I can't recollect the name of it now, though. I don't read much, except the comic books. Superman, I like him.
Yeah, well, Cedric, we mean a gasoline book with them coupons in it.
Oh, there. Well, yeah. I got an A book, I think.
Is that all?
Yes, Mom. And I need all them coupons to drive to work, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I reckon Aunt Charity will just have to ride in on the mail half then, Mom.
Oh, no, that ain't no kind of a trip for a woman her age, Abner. Cedric, you ought to be able to spare that much gas some way.
Well, I don't know how.
How far is the defense plant from your place, Cedric?
It's exactly 7 or 7.5 miles, depending on how far it is.
Well, I reckon it would be kind of a long walk for you, all right. Special since you don't go to work till midnight.
Well, it'd just take about 3 gallons to get to the county seat and bag. You ought to be able to make that up somewhere in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I don't know how, Mr. Bloom.
Well, can't you double up and take turns going with some of the other fellas that work on the graveyard shift with you?
Oh, Doggy, that's a good idea, right there.
I'm already doing that, though.
Yes.
Well, I've done thought of that.
Fact
is, there's two other fellas. All three of us take turns driving over to the plant.
Well, law me, that ought to save you some gas right there, then, Cedric.
Well, that's why I started out doing that. But it don't help none.
It don't?
No, Mom. The end of the week, I check up and find out I use just about the same amount of gas as I've done before we started taking turns.
You mean you're using just as much now as you did before?
Yes, Mom.
Well, Aunt Cedric, you must be doing a lot of other running around town, then. That's what using your gasoline up.
No, Mom, I ain't. I don't use my car for nothing else. Just going to the plant. Coming back home, too, of course.
Yeah, sure, natural. Over there and back, you got to ride both ways.
I even walk down to the restaurant to play the pinball machine.
Well, I do know. That dog is in your gas tank, Russ Leach, Cedric. Because you couldn't be using as much taking turns out of the way as you did before.
Well, I figured the same thing, Mr. Abner, so I taken the car over to Frank Foster's and had him look at it, but he couldn't find no leak in the tank nowhere.
Well, dog is maybe there's something else wrong with the car, then. It's using a lot of gas, and I don't know nothing about him.
But... Oh, it's running good. He overhauled the motor and everything. Overhauled it and underhauled it, too.
Huh.
Said there wasn't nothing wrong with it.
Doggies, now that is
curious. I even bought one of them gas savers and had it put on the engine one day.
You did? What, did that cut down your gas,
then? Well, that made it higher.
Fire?
Yeah, of course. You see, I had to use some extra gas to drive clean over to Cherry Hill to buy the gas saver.
Oh, I see. Well, then, after you got the gas saver on the next week, didn't it help some then?
No, Mom, because the next week I drove back over to Cherry Hill to ask the fella I bought it from how much gas it's supposed to save for me.
Oh, well, how much was it supposed to save, Teddy?
Oh, shucks, I forget now. I'll have to drive back over and ask him again.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
But I know it figured out that in the next 7 months, it saved me almost as much as I used going over there.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going right back using as much gas taking turns as I done when I was driving by myself to the plant every night.
Doggy Cedric, I don't know what could be happening to your gasoline.
Wait a minute. I know where it's going. Somebody must be stealing it.
Stealing? I bound you that's it, Cedric.
No, nobody ain't stealing it, I don't think.
That's just about what happened. Your car sets out all night whilst you're inside working. Somebody just sneaking up there and siphoning out 2 or 3 gallons. That's just about what they're doing.
Well, they couldn't do that to because I got a big lock on the gas tank. Even I can't get in it sometimes.
Well, now, you sure nobody else could get it open, Cedric?
Well, I'm double sure.
Well.
Besides, I most generally park my car in one of the garages over there. Mr. Walt don't care if we do it at nighttime, anyway.
Dolly, you got me stumped, Cedric. There's the curiousest one thing I ever run up again if you're using more gas now.
Something mighty mysterious about that.
Yes, sir.
Cedric, who are these two other fellas you take turns with?
Well, Mr. Emmett Goshen and Sam Butler.
Emmett Goshen and Sam Butler? Why, they ain't got no car, Cedric.
No, Mom, they ain't.
Well, you said you took turns driving with them.
Well, I do. One night I drive my car, and the next time Emmett drives it, and the next night Sam drives it. But don't worry, I just keep right on using as much gas as I ever do.